Berks County Assistance Office, Ms. Nowicka speaking.
Hey, Stephanie, this is Allison calling from the Home Care Agency Family
Hi.
First Care. Hi, I have Scott on the other
yeah.
line. Can I patch him over?
Oh, good. Yeah, it's because I don't have a release for you, so.
Of
yeah,
course.
That'd be great.
Thank you. Are we both here? We're all here?
I'm here.
All right,
I'm
perfect.
I'm here too. Okay. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Okay. So it looks like we still were missing the 2020 bank statements.
Right.
Yeah. Were you going to get those or?
I did a hardship letter saying I couldn't, you know, I tried to access them. I asked them for 5 years going back. So I don't know what the problem was.
Okay. So this is. The problem is you were over the $2,000 resource limit. So I need those bank statements or I could just
2000?
Do
no,
a penalty.
I don't make more than 2000. 1500 is what I make. And back then I wasn't even making that much. I think I was making 1200.
No, you had balances that were very high. Even the bank statements you sent me had a balance over 2,000.
I can't understand
from
that.
Before. We're talking years ago.
Like maybe
back
when
in
I got
20,
my
21.
No.
What did you get?
No.
Yeah,
I got my retirement in 2000. But that was. Trump was 2000. Oh, no, not 2000, excuse me. 2018 is when I got my retirement.
Okay, so you cashed out a retirement from somewhere. And so it
from
was still
Danforth.
Hanging around in 2020. So this, I could do a penalty if you want me to do a penalty from that period.
How would that
it's
affect
me? It's up to
me?
You. You wouldn't be eligible for a certain period of time. So, and let me see what date I have to go back to. Hold on. I think is this it.
So I could clear this up if I get my statements from 2020.
Yeah, because I have to go through them and see if anything was given away or. If you did anything with that money and got less than fair market value. And I don't know what you spent it on, what you were spending it on. Did you have income back then?
No.
In early 2020, did you have Social Security not then?
No. Yes, I had Social Security.
Yeah. It looks like in the matter of 1 year, you spent $18,000.
Yeah, I can believe that. I was
celebrating
my retirement.
Yeah, no, and I understand that. It's just they have us do this 5-year look back, and so if I don't have those, I mean, I have to have them. I could probably do a penalty, but I don't. You probably wouldn't need a penalty if I could see the actual bank statements to see what you spent your money on.
All right. Well, let me call my friend. Hector, and we'll have to go through all this again to go to my bank and get the statements, and that's going to take some time, because the last time I applied for that, it took 2 weeks until I got them, and that was, I don't know, you probably have them, the five big thick envelopes.
I have the others. Yeah, it was just the 2020, but this is what you're going to want to do, because you're going to be over that 60-day reconsideration period. You're already over it. So you'll want to write this down so you get the right bank statements. You're going to want to get...
Hang on. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So you'll want to get August of 2020.
August 2020.
Let me see what you provided because... Your new date will change. Or let me see what's on this form, actually. Sorry. OK, Okay, so April is the assessment date. I'm wrong. Okay, so not August. You want April of 2020.
April. Okay, let me cross that out.
And sorry, and October of 2020.
Just those 2 months.
Just those two, and
or
then you're going to get.
Between those.
And then you're going to get May of 2025. Let me see when these end. I think I had them, you get them to April before. So let me just see what the last one I have. Maybe I have May. Nope. Yep. So May of 25 to current. So May of 25 till the end of July.
To July.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. And then, I'm sorry. On the phone with. I have stuff open everywhere. And then Allison, are you helping him?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You'll want to fill out another PA600L because he'll need a new application.
Okay. No problem.
But those are the only bank statements he should need. We'll mm-hmm. want to know, you know, I'll check some withdrawals over 500, deposits
yeah,
over 1,000. But, and I'm not sure. I didn't go through all these bank statements. I didn't have them all.
Okay. I just actually, Scott, just so you know, I just texted that all over to Hector, so he's on it. He knows.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
so
there's no issues. It's really just from
yeah.
the 2020, April of 2020 to, Scott, your money ran out pretty much in March of 2022. So it's just having to go through those bank statements, and it.
I
no,
have,
I need...
sorry.
Go ahead.
I need
nothing
April.
Is...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I need April 2020. Is that through October 2020?
No.
Just
no, you can
separate.
Just give us
April,
April
2020,
2020
October 2020, May 2025, and July 2025.
Well,
correct?
Through current. So May, June, July. May, June, July.
Okay. Through May through July.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they'll do the application for you. Okay? And then we can look through that. I don't think there's going to be issues from what I can see, but
okay.
I can't do a whole assessment yet.
Do you know when he already expired, the 600L?
Yeah, it expired
Pardon?
On the 21st.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just, it's not going to make, yeah, he just needs a new 600L because he just can't use that last application. But
okay,
we already had the assessments done, so.
Perfect.
That's all that was missing.
Awesome.
And you
Thank
haven't
you.
Filed any tax returns, right, Scott?
Pardon?
You didn't file any tax returns, correct? That's what you wrote.
Right. No, no.
Okay. Yeah, then that's it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Stephanie. I appreciate it. Well, we appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too.